You are listening to The Lunchbox.
And you are still tuned into The Lunchbox today with your boy, Katlego Chibamba. Welcome everybody out there. Today's show is going to be interesting, as it usually gets. And just to start it on a high note, today we are talking, you know, because we are literally on that season where most of us are now starting to look for future opportunities. We're looking for jobs. We want to know now, all of a sudden, you know, what happens? How does one go out and do interviews and noting the fact that it has become an everyday reality where you need to understand what it is that you need to do. As they always say, you need to dress up so you can show up, so you can be represented the best way that you would want to be presented. Now, in studio, I'm joined in by your usual in-studio guests from the Counseling and Career Development. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Without any further ado, I'm not going to introduce you. So you're all going to introduce yourself and remind the people who you are and what you do.
All right. I'll save you from that. All right. My name is Yolanda Mataba and I'm from the DCCD.
Uh-huh. And my name is Susan Kekana, also from the same department, DCCD.
So you guys are career guidance practitioners.
Yeah, we trainee career guidance practitioners.
I always get it wrong. Now, today we're talking career portfolio. Mm-hmm. What is career portfolio?
Okay, with regards to a career portfolio is actually one of the platforms that one can use to showcase the kind of skills that they have. It's also one platform that one can use in terms of preparing for opportunities and also identifying opportunities. So today we're going to be discussing on how one can go about compiling a career portfolio and also focusing on CVs as well.
So now let's get on with it. Let's start off with this career portfolio. What is it that is required inside a career portfolio?
Okay, since my colleague just mentioned that it's just a combination of your journey, so it demonstrates the skills and the knowledge that you have accumulated all along. So with career portfolio now, the evidence come into picture. Whatever that you've been doing, then you can be able to showcase it. So to such an extent that now they can see the things that you have done. Like, for an example, if you have accumulated the skills, computer skills, if you say that, no, you are at this level with the skills in computer, what is it that you did? Then you can be able to actually show to the employers out there.
So now, let's say for somebody who's just fresh out of university, I don't have any qualification. I mean, I only have my qualification and I've never worked before. What would I need to have in this career portfolio?
Okay. Also, the modules that you've completed can act as guidelines of what to add in your career portfolio. For instance, it could happen that as part of your qualification, you've done a computer-related module. Other than the computer-related modules, also your other modules that you've completed. So you can specify that based on my studies in this particular qualification, other than also formal studying, perhaps as a UNISA student, and you've had to do group discussions, because since we are in the ODL context, in most instances, we need to meet with other students studying the same qualifications as we are for discussion purposes. So within those discussions, it could be leadership skills that you've acquired. It could be management skills that you've acquired, or it could rather be communication skills. So in a career portfolio, you are able to specify those skills and also specify how you've accumulated those skills.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, let's say for an example, I just completed my qualification, and what I've been doing with university, I've just been doing my education, and I've got, you know, my other things that I've been doing. For example, I've been participating in sports, and there's once in a while where I appeared in a newspaper. Would you say that maybe it would be advantageous that I also take a clip of where I appeared in the newspaper and put it inside this career portfolio?
Yes, definitely. As we just mentioned that, you know, with Kira Portfolio, the evidence now, it's a proof to say that this is what you've been doing. This is what the kind of skills that you've accumulated during all this, your academic years.
Yeah.
Then whatever that you did outside, like the example that you just given, that you've been doing, like, let me say voluntary, or you've been working as, you know, an assistant somewhere, whatever that you did then, as a sports manager or whatever sports that you have done out there, that clip is going to be an evidence as long as you have it so that people can be able to see what you are talking about.
No, I just wanted to also mention that also with a career portfolio, you are able to personalize it according to how you want it to be. It could be a PowerPoint presentation. It could be a blog. You could even have your career portfolio in hard copy. So you are able to add whatever it is that you'd like to add. If perhaps there's a discussion in terms of you completing this qualification and graduating, you can also even add a picture of you wearing your graduation gown to show that, okay, are completed and graduated with this qualification.
Oh yeah. Okay, so now let's say, for example, I want to know how I package it, because there's all these articles, there's all these things. Do I just put everything inside? Because sometimes you find that in spaces of when you're looking for a job and you go for an interview, they don't want to be paging through tons and tons of pages with a lot of information in it. Mm-hmm. How do you know that the right information is included within that? And you don't get to lose some of those very important.
It will also again go to the position that you're applying for.
Mm.
Because imagine applying for something to do with law and you are including a clip of a sports. Then cautions, you need to ask yourself that, what is this has to do with the post that I'm applying for? What does it say? Is it this one of the requirements? Or why? Why are you including that picture of a sports where you are playing soccer or something, like, has to do with the position that you are applying for? Then talking about what is it that you need to include? Since CV now, it actually limits you in terms of the pages that you need to include. That's when now career portfolio comes into the picture. The things that were you were not able to actually to include them, like the presentations, that you're not able to include them on your CV, then it's your chance to include them on your career portfolio.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This actually reminds me of one of the important things of having a career portfolio. One of the key importance of having a career portfolio is that it also helps you structure your CV. So as you keep on updating your career portfolio, if you have to apply for a particular maybe job position, then you are able to go back to your career portfolio to look at the things that you can add on your CV. So which then takes me to the other part of this discussion, which is a CV.
Let's get on with this curriculum vitae. So now with every CV, what I know out of my own intuition is that with a CV, you always need to have it covered with a cover letter. Does that always have to apply?
Not really. With regards to a CV, as much as you can go overboard and decorate it and all of these things, but what is more important is whether you've integrated what is being required from you. For instance, in terms of applying for jobs, one cannot have this one standard CV with this beautiful decorated cover letter.
Because now I'm trying to find out, maybe you can assist. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a curriculum vitae and a resume? Because some people are just coming in and they're like, resume. And I never could understand. Like, what is the difference between a curriculum vitae and a resume?
I believe it's more or less the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they say, send us a resume or send us a curriculum vitae, it should just be taken as the same thing.
As the same thing, yes.
All righty. So now, what important aspects should one focus on today in compiling their curriculum vitae? Because I remember before, I don't know if it still does work these days, where you would find that in your biographical details, you'd even include your favorite food, you would include, you know, the church you go to, and how many children you have, and Yeah, people used to go overboard. Was that information, is it really necessary?
Okay, as much as there are the do's and the don'ts, you know, when writing your CV, the most important thing, since now we said that, you know, with the CV now, it's just a reflection of your work experience. It's a reflection of who you are. So the most important things that you might think of including in your CV, it might be the contact details, because now they will have an idea of, if should they need to contact you further, where can they get you? Yeah. And in your educational journey, how what are you doing currently? Are you still studying, or have you completed your qualification? Or are you thinking of furthering your studies if you maybe you have completed your an undergraduate qualification? Mm. Then from there, should you have any work experience, then now, we can say it now that you have worked at SPA from this time until this time. Mm. Then they get an idea of who Susan is, where can we get Susan? What kind of experience does Susan have? Mm. How is Susan going to contribute to our company, to this position that she has applied? Mm. So it's just a reflection of who you are.
Mm-hmm. And also, as part of the personal information, there are certain things that it's not really necessary to add.
Yeah.
For instance, you'll find that a person writes driver's license and then they say none. So if you don't have a driver's license, then it's not really necessary for you to add driver's license. Yeah, and then you go health, excellent. Then if you don't have any health conditions, then it's not necessary to add those things. So for instance, things that you know that are not really relevant for that particular job advert that you're applying for, mm-hmm. they are not really necessary to add. Unless, for instance, if it's criminal record, you do have one, or if it's health, you do have certain health conditions that you want to specify in your CV.
So it's quite important that one always updates their CV for every position they apply for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because when applying for a particular job advert, you'll find that they are specific that for this particular job position, we're looking for someone who's got computer skills. We're looking for someone who's got time management skills. Mm. Then when applying, you need to ensure that as part of your skills, those things that are required are integrated in your skills. And then you'll find that you've worked for maybe 10 companies. Instead of having this long CV with 10 pages that specifies that you were a cleaner for this company, a sales rep for this company, rather focus on the working experiences that you feel that are contributing towards that position that you're applying for, or that are applicable to that particular position.
It reminds me of when you talk about what is it that you need to include.
Yeah.
You know, saying that health, you've got like this excellent health. Because to my understanding, there's no such a thing that is an excellent. Mm. Because imagine if you have written on your CV that you have this excellent health, then in the day of the interview, you got flu. Then you see now it contradicts what you've written there.
Yeah,
you said you've got excellent health. Then what is the flu has to do now with your situation now? So you need to consider these situations like this, because there's no excellent health.
And please ensure out there that you do not write your CV with a pen. We've moved to the times of technology these days where they feel, although you might think, they'll think. Pella, you know, I'm laughing because I remember of a time where, you know, when you're trying to convince yourself that this is it.
Mm.
At some point, I didn't have access to a computer. So my friends had typed their CVs. And, you know, I decided to just go write it down. And as they were looking at me, thinking, and I said to myself, you know, chances are I might get this job, because whoever's going to read this is going to realize that I actually put extra effort. Only to realize, they look at it and say, really, where's the professionality in this? But you'll be shocked that there are still people who do that today.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in UNISA, we have access to facilities. We've got access to computers. We've got access to printers. We've got access to technology. We're moving to the green economy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's important that we always use these mainstream medias to update our lives and our CVs and
even the internet cafes. People will think that, no, UNISA is far. What if I'm not a student yet at UNISA? I don't have the access. Because when you go to this internet cafe, you'll find that there's someone who you can keep.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.